Hello and welcome to the Christmas edition of My Snippets. But I start off again with the dangers of e-bikes. Yes, e-bikes can pose safety concerns for blind and partially sighted people, which in brackets I would say and abbreviate as BPS, which is due to poor parking. And I mentioned this in my last snippets as a hazard. Yes, abandoned or poorly parked e-bikes can create trip hazards, leading to injury or damage to mobility aids. They can also block accessible routes. And a lack of sound. Yes, e-bikes emit no sound. So BPS people may not know that they are traveling around them at high speed until it is too late. And what do you think about covering pavements? Yes, e-bikes left on tactile pavements can prevent BPS people from reaching the tactile indicator at crossings. So if you want to address these concerns or complain, yes, complain to the Sight Loss Councils, which can be abbreviated as SLCs, Sight Loss Councils. And you can complain, and hopefully, this does actually something to it. Well, I've got news for a cancer breakthrough as well. A new approach to treating cervical cancer cuts the risk of death by 40%, according to a major study by researchers at University College London and University College London Hospital. The findings, published in The Lancet, revealed that giving patients a short course of chemotherapy before chemo radiation, which is a combination of chemotherapy and radiotherapy, resulted in a 40% reduction in the risk of death and a 35% reduction in the risk of cancer returning within at least 5 years. I think that's good news. And also, there is a push on Parkinson's. Well, researchers from Parkinson's UK, Imperial College London, GSK, Novartis, Roche and UCB have embarked on a £4 million study to examine Parkinson's disease in a bid to discover a cure. Professor David Dexter, Director of Research at Parkinson's UK, said the three-year-old study will significantly strengthen our ability to develop potential new treatments and a cure for the world's fastest-growing neurological condition. I'm now on a medical journey. Well, listen to that. Did you know it takes 7 seconds for food to pass from mouth to stomach? Think about it when you have your Christmas dinner. A human hair can hold 3 kilograms of weight. The length of a penis is 3 times the length of the thumb. The femur is as hard as concrete. That's your thigh bone. A woman's heart beats faster than a man's. Women blink 2 times as much as men. And we use 300 muscles just to keep our balance when we stand. A woman has read this entire text. A man is still looking at his thumb. Are you looking? Oh, measure later. But let's get away and focus on Christmas and Santa. Do you know the number of reindeers that pulled Santa's sleigh? Can you name them all? I give you some time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and what's number 9? Yes, it's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Stupid, Donner, and Blitzen. And number 9 is our Rudolph with a red nose. Well, if you pull Christmas crackers, you might come across other questions. And I don't know if you're into jokes or not. Well, we pull them out and we read them. So, I start with one. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Ta-da! Nothing! It was on the house! And what do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Clatter your teeth, clatter your teeth. It's frostbite! And what did the snowman say to the aggressive carrot? Get out of my face! And a gingerbread man went to the doctor's, complaining of a sore knee. A sore knee, the doctor said. Have you tried icing it? Well, And two more. So why did the turkey join the Rocky Band or the rock band? Because it had drumsticks. And how did the bourbon know that she was addicted to Christmas? Well, she'd been hooked on Christmas trees all her life. And the festive season starts off with, well, usually going to pantomime. A Christmas pantomime, which is sometimes known as a panto, is a musical comedy that show British families, or that it's a musical comedy show that British families will often go to and see over the Christmas period. Have you had a ticket already? Well, you might as well go now. Pantos often borrow storylines from well-known fairy tales or tables, no, not tables, fables, and mix them with pop cultural references and drag, and are the perfect activity to do over the British winter. So, Nikolaus, which is the German pronunciation, Santa Claus, Saint Nick, they all are actually Saint Nicholas, a 4th-century archbishop in what is now Turkey. And he's the patron saint of girls and boys, thanks to various stories of his miracles, raising children from the dead, saving girls from sex work, and giving presents. It's quite a collection. Over the years in Britain, he has become associated with a figure we now know as Father Christmas, and for the last 150 years, the Americanized Santa Claus. The figure of Father Christmas first appeared during the 1650s when the Puritans banned the festive season. The wise old man appeared on pamphlets praising the revels of the past above the gloom of the present day. However, it was only during the Victorian period that this rather obscure figure from folklore took on the prominence that we know today and began being identified as Father Christmas.